right now. Amen. It's a great day.
Yes, it is.
It is a great day. We live in a great day.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I realize there are times in our life when crisis and situation comes that we all have to deal with.
Yes,
and nobody likes it when they come. Amen. But I'm telling you what, for the most part, we don't have bad days. I tell my honey all the time, you know, honey, this is not a bad day. This is not a bad day. There are some bad days. There are people who are struggling. There are people who are having some bad days. These are not bad days. Sometimes the little things that we go through that we make big deals. Sometimes we find out in the light of things, you know what? Really, those things are not a big deal.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so I thank God for his blessings in our life and for the presence of the Lord in our life. I want to go to the book of Ruth this morning, I think, and that's where I'm going to begin anyway. And if I was to title this sermon, or I don't know that this will all get done in one, so it might be this series of sermons. If I was to title it, it would be called There Is No Book of Orpah. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. There is no book of Orpah. I didn't say Oprah. She'll probably have a book if she doesn't have one, but Orpah. There is no book of Orpah. Somebody tell me who Orpah is.
Sister-in-law.
Who is she? Sister-in-law of Ruth.
Daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law of Naomi. We don't know a whole lot about Orpah. What do you know about her?
She chose to stay
in Moab instead of going to Bethlehem. What else do you know about her? Not much. Not much. That's my point. There's not a whole lot to say about Orpah. Ruth and Orpah married Mahlon and Chilion, who were the sons of Elimelech and Naomi. Yeah. There's a killer whale named after. I don't think that's the same, Jim. Thanks. Orpah. We don't hear a whole lot about Orpah. Who's Ruth? Tell me about Ruth. She's the one that went with Naomi back to Bethlehem. She married Boaz. She gleaned in the field. Took care of her mother-in-law. She birthed a child who was in the lineage of Jesus. What was his name? Anybody know? Obed. Obed begat Jesse. Jesse begat David. So she became an ancestress. She became the mother, and she was in the lineage of David, who was king. It was King David. And out of his loins and out of his generations came Solomon. On down the line, who else came out of the lineage of house and lineage of David? Jesus did. Jesus came out of the house and lineage of David. Hallelujah. I mean, Ruth had to make some decisions in her life. Naomi had to make some decisions in her life. Orpah had to make some decisions in her life. Elimelech made some decisions. Mahlon, Chilion, all of them made some decisions in their life. And you know, we talk a lot about change and all those kind of things. Change is not optional. It is necessary. Change is not an option. Everything in your life cannot remain the same and still have growth and for you to go forward. It cannot happen. As much as we say, oh man, my children are growing up, or I wish they could stay young forever, we don't mean that at all. They're just so cute in this stage, I wish I could just keep them in this stage forever. Yuck. Because when they get to be, you know, 6 foot tall and 180 pound and act like they're two, it's not cute. It is necessary that they grow. It is necessary that they change. And what we do is learn to embrace every step of the way. Amen? I loved when my babies were tiny. First thing, fresh out of the bath in that new soft nightgown. There is no greater feeling. Amen? I loved it when they started to walk. I loved it when they started to grow hair. I loved it when they started kindergarten. I hated it, loved it. You know, it's one of those kind of things. I told somebody one time, I don't know if it was harder to take them to kindergarten or junior high or college. Dad says college. I think I cried more over kindergarten. Because change was happening. Change is taking place. Change is happening. And you know that it's a speedy thing that's happening. So it's not easy. Any one of those things are not easy. Amen? When it's something that you love. But change has to happen in our lives. Amen? It has to happen. It has to happen in us spiritually. I don't know about you, but the moment that I encountered Jesus Christ as my personal Savior was an awesome experience to me. And you know my testimony, so without going into it, very, very briefly, I'll tell you that I was saved about the age of 3 years old in Tam and Andy's house over there by the couch that sat along this wall, and I asked Jesus to come into my heart. And at three years old, I felt the presence of God in my life. I wasn't delivered from anything. I really had no real sins, had no real addictions, no real problems in my life. So I didn't have that incredible, experience where I was delivered from hell when I got saved. And thank God for those people who do have those experiences. Incredible to me. The power of God to rescue you, save you. Every time I see Whitney Phillips' face on Facebook and hear her proclaiming the things of the Lord, I want to weep and cry and say, thank God for the supernatural power to deliver you from addictions and from the power that sin and its grip can have over you. Thank God for those deliverances. But I thank God for my experience in my life. Hallelujah. And I'm thankful for the present, and I'm thankful that He was able to keep me from a lot of things. Amen. Amen? That there is a means that you can be kept from a whole lot of hurt and a whole lot of hell in your life. God doesn't love me a bit more than He loves anybody else, but He will save you from a whole lot of hell if you'll let Him. Yes. Hallelujah. But as great as my experience was at three, and my encounter with the Lord then, there must be change in my experience with the Lord. Hallelujah. Coming to understand and know the power of the Holy Ghost in my life. Hallelujah. Understanding the giftings and the impartations of the gifts of God in my life. Understanding a new revelation. Hallelujah. How many can say that your concept of God and your relationship with Him has went through some changes in the last little while, where you've had to rethink some things a little bit maybe and reposition and readjust some things in your thinking because it's not exactly where I am now. It's not where God is leading in that direction. Not that it was wrong for the day, but there's progression. There's growth. There's changes that come in our experience, in our relationship with the Lord. So change is not optional. It's a necessity. It has to come. It must come. Hallelujah. And so in this morning, I want to talk about there is no book of Orpah. There is a point we do not hear of Orpah anymore throughout the Scriptures. But you will hear about Ruth. Why? Because she made some decisions in her life to make some changes, to change where she was dwelling, to change where she was holding up, to change who she was, to change her background, to change her circumstances, to make the decisions to move forward in her life, to go someplace, to go where no man has ever gone before, to take a step of faith and say, in Moab there is nothing for me but hell and death and nothing.